Welcome to the show that rocks this scene, where flavors clash and dreams convene. It's the Q&U podcast, strapping tight, rolling through the 956 tonight. Local talent in the spotlight's glare, artist business tales laid bare. The beat of the streets, the city pulse, we chew the stories, the good and the repulse. Guitar strung to the rhythm of our talks, bolder voices echoing down the South Texan walks. We dine on drama with a side of flair, everything's served up raw, so be aware. From painters to poets, they all come here, sharing their passion, conquering their fear. Business moguls with dreams so vast, step up to the mic, share their tales from the past. So tune in, rock out through the Q&U show, where the tales are real and the faces glow. Heartbeats, heart chats in the 956 flow, where the stage, the light come bask in our glow.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Q&U Podcast. I am back again, and unfortunately, this thing is ugly. Thing is back again with me. Oh my God! Let me adjust the camera, dude. I'm trying to adjust the camera here. No, it doesn't work. He still looks ugly. But anyways, guys, welcome back to the Q&U Podcast episode 255. First off, we want to say thank you to all those who tuned in tonight. Appreciate you guys. A big shout out also, this was last Saturday, I believe, right, Chu? We had an interview with Chicano Life magazine.
Absolutely. It was a great interview, dude.
Yeah, it was a real good interview.
They had so many questions about me. It was awesome.
But Omar, if you don't like the intro, yeah. But guys, they interviewed us about the show and everything, and it was great. That magazine should be coming out, I think, in October. That was what she said,
correct? They mentioned October, yeah.
October. Yeah. So that should be a good one. So stay tuned for that. We'll give you updates when it gets released. In other words, also a big shout out to Randy Villarreal. I think I'm saying it right, Villarreal. He'll be flashing our colors at the 5K this weekend.
You were lucky enough to run into a possibility of sponsoring the race.
Yeah, so he's going to be running with our colors out there, representing the Q&U Podcast here in Wesico, Texas. So stay tuned for that also. But enough about us, guys. Today on the podcast, we got somebody who is not only well-known in so many different venues and organizations here in the RGB of wrestling. This guy, when I first saw him wrestle with my son here at Club Suerte, with, I believe it was through Combat Cult, my son was like over the moon by him, man. This guy is one hell of a wrestler.
And your son he's pretty picky about who he's.
Yes, very picky about wrestlers. So yeah. When we first saw him coming to the ring, it was amazing. The gimmick that he has is freaking phenomenal. This guy, every time he comes to the ring, you know you're going to get freaking entertained, man.
You're getting the show.
You're getting the whole enchilada, everything you pay for when this guy comes to the ring. Ladies and gentlemen, enough of me talking. We would like to welcome Mr. Johnny Bay in the podcast. Look at that.
That's hard, baby. How's it going, y'all?
Oh, thanks for being here, man.
No problem. This is a great honor to be here with y'all and everybody on Facebook Live.
Don't encourage the guy. But,
thanks for being here.
Yeah, first of all, Johnny, thank you for coming out, answering the call, man, coming out to join us here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We've had quite a few wrestlers in the pod with us through New Breed, through Bat Association, also with I'm forgetting the other one. I apologize, Pete. Combat Cult, Eddie. Sorry, there's so great wrestlers from every organization out here that are going. You know, for
you're
every
gonna get a call for Pete.
Yeah, we're probably going to get. Matter of fact, he's there already. Yeah, no, but every wrestler that's coming here has been a great interview. But this is the one I've been itching to get in for a while because Johnny you've been doing this for quite a while, Johnny. You've been wrestling for quite a while. But before we get into the whole wrestling thing and the adventures and stuff you got into the ring and the battles you've gone through, we want to talk a little bit about you, man. Where you grew up, where you're from, and what got you into the world of wrestling. Let's go with that.
Well, before the world of wrestling, I was born in Edinburgh, Texas in 1984. Uh-huh. Since then, was, you know, born and raised. When I heard about pro wrestling, mm-hmm. of course, I would watch, you know, WWE, you know, back in like the Attitude Era.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. The great era. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Oh,
yeah. The Attitude Era.
The Attitude Era. Yeah.
And then, you know, and of course, I would play the WWF No Mercy Nintendo 64. It was a classic, very classic game. And then from there, I had like, you know, a couple of like skip gaps here and there because, of course, we all, like, as kids, you know, we focus on school and other stuff like that.
Right.
And of course, I remember watching WWE back in 2006. And I remember seeing John Cena with the spinner belt and Triple H.
They
were having this this feud, build up story for WrestleMania 22, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Okay. Okay.
It was good stuff, you know. During and then along the way, I remember. What else did I remember? It was a couple of more open gaps here and there.
Right.
And then when
I think there's a lot of those growing up.
Honestly, yes. Definitely. You know, and then when I first heard about pro wrestling, mm-hmm. like indie wrestling here in the Valley, I never knew it existed.
I hear you.
So back in, I want to say in 2017, there was Comic-Con and I remember there was Lita and all the other WWE wrestlers that mm-hmm. were celebrities and
right,
you know, come and go and stuff like that,
right?
And then there came upon a wrestling show called Wrestling Revolution, and that's when I went ahead and, you know, checked them out, see how they, you know see how they were, like, you know, live and living color.
right
And it was pretty cool experience because, of course, one of the matches I remember watching was Pete Payne. Mm-hmm. And a triple threat match. And, of course, he freaking crushed everybody.
Yeah. Gee, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude.
And from there, that's how I was, like, curious. I was like, you know what? I want to give it a shot. Why not?
Right.
Like, what does it take? Or, you know, how do I get from, you know, here to there, you know? Or,
right.
Or how do I, like, you know, learn the ropes, in other words. You know? So from there, you know, after learning more that Wrestling Revolution has been doing shows on Cena Ray, mm-hmm. I started going to their shows and then seeing how they, you know, how they work the show and stuff like that.
Right.
As well as Tear Down and of course, setting up the ring and then all that good stuff. And then, of course, doing security as well.
Okay.
So, and then from there, like, that's, you know, it's been like, you know, learning experience for mainly, like, those that I've learned, you know, not just myself, but mm-hmm. also along with other guys that I also got to meet on the
right.
Also a good experience too, because you know we're not alone on this.
Yeah,
you know, and we, of course, we try our best, you know, to be the best that we can, mm-hmm. you know, bring the best out of us.
Right.
But of course, we learn, and of course, little mistakes that we made, we learn how to, like, retrace it, in other words.
Right.
Yeah.
So things like that we always look after, that we make sure to learn from those mistakes.
Okay.
And perfect it how the best way as possible.
So when you first went to your first, it was a Wrestling Revolution that you actually checked this, actually came into the whole action itself, that mm-hmm. when you saw that you wanted to give this a shot. Mm-hmm. Great. We got comments already. I got Jacinto Rivera say, Johnny Bay. Johnny Bay Bay, salutes to all. And really, Jacinto, now you're attacking me. Mr. Bay, you got to do us all a favor. Punch Ooh in the face before you leave. Really, dude? Really? I admire this guy. You want him to punch me in the face?
Great idea, dude. Great idea. Ratings will be amazing.
I'll apply some sun lotion while I'm at it.
Oh, God, please, no. Yeah. We'll get to the sun lotion later. Yeah. But so you're out there in Wrestling Revolution. You're seeing this all action. What's going through your mind? You're like, dude, I want to try this also. Yeah. I want to see how I can get into this action. Was there a certain wrestler at the time during Revolution that you kind of like, you know, I want to see, I want to be like that guy, or I want to have my performance like the way that match was, or mm-hmm. was there any in particular wrestler that you would like kind of like
idolize and
stuff? Yeah, exactly.
My perspective, not so much. Mm-hmm. But the one I would that kind of caught my eye was, of course, one of them was Jim Justice.
Okay.
And also another one was Richard Reason.
Okay.
Because the way, like, how their characters work and mm-hmm. how they get the crowd to either love them or mm-hmm. hate them.
Okay, okay, I got you.
So, and, of course, I wanted to learn exactly, like, how, you know, to exactly, like, how to, like, how to interact with the crowd.
Right, right, right.
And then from there, like, pretty much it's like, okay, all this is just, like, building up the character.
Right. Or
coming up with the character that nobody else doesn't have.
Right,
like,
right, we all, right.
Like, when it comes to character, you have to be real, like, creative. Mm-hmm. Like, come up with the best character as possible mm-hmm. and make that character as worthy as worth it as possible.
Believable and worth it. But yeah, yes, I got you saying. And there you go. I got Jacinto saying, sorry, I meant to. Thank you, Jacinto. Appreciate that.
No, you already put it out there, Jacinto. You fucked up. Yeah. Too late.
Autocorrect.
Autocorrect. Yeah. You forgot the CH, homie. But that's cool, man. I'm, you know, hearing that coming from you, you know, started at a young age. You wanted to go into wrestling. You saw, first of all, you have to admire the fact that you got into the Raw era, you know, that in particular, Stone Cold, The Rock, all these great athletes that, you know, the Attitude Era, like yeah. a lot of people say, falling into that era, you know, people, you see that a lot of young kids are like, I want to do that. You know, they really get into it. They want to be the one, you know, calling the shots, sticking it to the man, beating up the other person, taking the gold, being number one, being the top of the mountain. You know, I think that's every little boy or little girl's dream.
Yep.
You know, especially if they watch the wrestling eras and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta tell me, how or when did you come up with the name Johnny Bay? I mean, how? Because the first time I saw you come out, I'm like, holy crap, this is the David Hasselhoff of the 956, right? Coming into the ring. Holy crap.
Yeah.
But I mean, how did Johnny Bay, how was he created? How did that come about?
Well, before we get to Johnny Bay, there was more characters than Johnny Bay
okay.
as he started. So all right. Before Johnny Bay, like that character, there was like maybe like two characters
before him. Okay.
The first one was named Elijah Storm that I came up with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't exactly have an actual character what he would be, but it was basically, you know, tapping my foot in the water, as you could say.
Okay, okay.
You know, getting the crowd, like it's pretty much the first interaction I had with the crowd
mm-hmm.
to see like exactly how they would react, you know, on my character or how I wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually like from there, like then I'll see like, okay, well maybe if this character doesn't work, then, you know, we'll scratch him off.
Right.
Come
right.
up with
right.
another character. Right, after Elijah right. Storm, then I became, well, of course there was Johnny Storm.
Oh, got you. Like, I got you. I got you.
I'm like, this is a character from the Fantastic Four.
Right, yeah, right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll just go with it anyways.
Right,
and,
right.
And
these you have to go flame on or anything in the ring, did you?
Nah.
It's well, cool if you could.
Yeah. I'm wrestling that. Not going on.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would need more sun lotion.
Yeah.
No, but it was basically just still tapping my foot in the water, trying to figure out exactly mm-hmm. like what my character is, or if I'm a, you know, how I play a face or a heel.
Right, right.
You know, how the crowd's going to react or right. how I wrestle.
Right.
Like I mentioned. But usually, like, if one character doesn't work, scratch it off.
Right.
Does this one work? Nope. Scratch it off.
Right, right, right.
It's like Elijah Storm. Nope.
Right.
Johnny Storm. Nope. Johnny Bay. Mm-hmm. Let's give it a shot. Let's see where this goes from there. And mm-hmm. which brings up to that point, where did Johnny Bay come from?
Yeah.
Well, how did I come with that character? Well, one time during the, you know, Wrestling Revolution, mm-hmm. they would have training at Cena Array.
Okay.
Or I think it was either a teardown or a setup.
Okay.
Either way. And then I remember I was wearing a lifeguard shirt.
There you go.
Yeah. A lifeguard t-shirt. Uh-huh. It was a muscle shirt, exactly like the one I'm
wearing. Right, 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 right.
It was a white one.
Right.
And, of course, like, I was just, like, rushing whatever and... And then I remember one of the guys had mentioned, hey, that shirt is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You should be a lifeguard. I was like, is there a lifeguard? Or is there a character, a gimmick that plays a lifeguard? I Google search and everything. None.
None
at all.
Yeah, exactly.
So it comes up to my mind. I'm just like, why not?
Patent it. Shit. I'll patent this gimmick.
So I was, yeah, exactly. So I'm like, all right, what does a lifeguard use? What does a lifeguard wear?
Right.
You know, what do they need? I'll tell you what they need. They need shades, sun lotion, a megaphone, fanny pack, a good pair of bathing suit trunks.
There you go. You know,
a boat.
There you go.
Which I don't have.
One thing at a time.
Yeah. Baby steps, Johnny.
Yeah, baby steps. But I do have a moped.
There you go.
Okay.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll work. That's good enough.
There you go.
You know what? Jet ski.
There you go. Or just have someone like with the trailer just,
There you go. Help me with the jet ski. You know? So, drive where it's at. Make me look cool.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And just like pose with the
crowd. Right.
And of course, you know, either they're a face, of course, like, you know, especially as a lifeguard, he saves lives.
Right.
He performs CPR.
Right.
Mouth to mouth hesitation.
Resuscitation.
Like resuscitation.
Well, it depends on how ugly they are. There's some hesitation there.
and as a heel, like, of course, like, if, you know, they see someone running, hey, no running in the.
By the pool or in the. Pool. Yeah, yeah.
No
gotcha.
Running by the pool. They see someone drowning. Turn the other way, and just stare at the babes,
right?
Talk to the pretty girl.
Like, yeah, just talk to the pretty girl. Get the numbers.
Yeah, he's all right. He's working it out.
Reminds me about the swimming pool back in Down when I was a kid.
No kidding.
It's like, don't worry about him. He's just conquering his fears. Yeah. he'll get there.
Kid Gary, kid, you're almost there. Yeah, I got. So you get Johnny Bay. Mm-hmm. Out of the Pandora box, you finally look, research, and you get through it. You background check in, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Your first match as Johnny Bay, how does the crowd react, man?
They have like a mixed reaction of how how they react towards me. Like mm-hmm. they come out. Well, before I had this big ass megaphone,
right?
I had the small megaphone,
the little small one
with the bottle opener.
Yeah. See that one? That was awesome,
man. Yeah, that was awesome. So I had that one before, and they were just like, "Oh, this guy's funny." Like mixed feelings and stuff like
that.
Right. But once they get to know me a little bit more, they'll be like, "Huh, like maybe this guy has a chance or something."
Right.
So with me, like I'm just tapping my foot in the water, slowly but surely, mm-hmm.
I got you.
You know, I go along with the waves.
Right.
Yeah, but that's usually like. As a performer, I get to once the crowd gets to know me a little bit mm-hmm, more, mm-hmm. they'll have like a reaction like, oh, he's pretty cool, or this and that, or I like his character.
Right.
How did you come up with it?
Right.
You
know, yeah.
Little things like that they wish they could have thought of.
Right. No. Yeah. And it's true. Like you said, there's that when I first saw you come out, like I said, and I'll say it again, mm-hmm. it was like, wow, this is. Totally left field. You know, what is a lifeguard doing in a wrestling match, first of all? And then, but the way you came in with your megaphone and the way you roll into the ring, you know, it was like, dude, this works. I go, this works.
You know what? It makes sense.
It makes sense. and it was just so, it was entertaining. Mm-hmm. It was entertaining. That made me even focus more. And like I said, the most recent match I saw you in was over at Sunrise, over in, not Sunrise, Citrus Live.
Oh, yes.
The
yes.
last one I saw you over there. You were wrestling, I can't remember, it was with
It Moon. Was like three.
It was a three-way.
It was J.R. Stryker. Jonathan Douglas and Martin.
Yes. It was a fatal four way.
Yeah,
fatal four way. And by the way, mention to Martin, you're not a champion.
not yet.
It's called delusional,
not
buddy.
Yet. Not yet.
Delusion. Little delulu. But
he is with NOP after.
yeah, a couple of shots to the head made him go. made him go sideways.
Hey, you can't point it out, dude.
I have to, but that is my job. But you were in there the second that time I seen you wrestle again. I mean, the way you present yourself in the ring, it's not only that you know what you're doing in the ring, but you know how to present yourself. Mm-hmm. You are saying, "Hey, I'm here.
You got that look presence.
At me. I'm the one you need to focus on. I'm entertaining you." And that was so awesome, bro. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every other wrestler's been here. They do a great job. Absolutely. You know, just like Frank the Tank does. Just like Martin does. A great, great guy. He knows how to pull the crowd mm-hmm. in his area. Mooncat, little day also a little delusional, jumping off trees. you know, but all these other wrestlers, they have their way of catching the audience attention. Mm-hmm. But yours, I mean, it's something new. It's like Luigi, a big point out, like Luigi. If you know who Luigi is, go to a New Breed and watch the replays on YouTube. Great wrestler, great guy. He's always spinning the pizza. You know, I saw him wrestle for the first time against Toxico, which he'll be here next week, by the way. It was amazing. It was entertaining, mm-hmm. you know, but what you got to, we're coming to the point where of the question, you always said, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. You do your entrance ring. This is the first time I ever see you do the actual sun lotion thing in the ring. That's the first ever, because like the first time I met you, saw you wrestle, you were just rolling in the ring, you started going and let's go. And there the action commenced and started happening. Mm-hmm. When I first saw you about that suntan lotion, mm-hmm. and you start stick your arm out, and then you start from at least 3 feet, 2 feet high, and you start pointing into your hand. And at the same time, he's giving you a face, man. He's telling you, yeah, you like that?
See, you triggered his dad brain, dude. He's like, he's wasting it.
He's waiting too much. That's too much, mister. Read the instructions. That's irresponsible. Get off my lawn.
No.
Keep away from children.
Yeah.
So what gave you the idea of the suntan lotion? What? How did you come across that? And are you being sponsored by them?
If you're not, you should be.
If not, you should be, bro.
I should be.
You should be.
But I'm not. I'm not.
Damn.
Well, the sun lotion, where it came from, basically, well, what else does a lifeguard wear?
Yeah, or need? That's true, right? Exactly.
Sun lotion.
Right,
to prevent the sun from sunlight.
Right, yes. Right.
And it's exactly what it does. That's what it does. And when I brought it in, well, I would offer it to the crowd. Hey, who wants some sun lotion, baby? You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, here you go. And whenever I have some residue left, the boss, I'll give some to the referee, to my opponent.
Yeah.
Usually my opponents see a lot more
than
I do.
Exactly.
Because, you know, once they get, you know, of course, they're going to receive a kick to the face.
You got that coconut skin. I understand, bro. Yes. It's totally understandable. Right?
Of course.
Evenly tanned. Thank you, Banana Boat.
The sponsor?
Johnny Bay? Sponsored
by Johnny Bay.
There you go.
Approved
by Johnny Bay. Oh, my God.
You can find it locally at Walmart and Target.
But what I want to know, what made you do? I know I seen you offer the audience the lotion, but the whole extension of the hand and just mm-hmm. that's gold, bro.
Yeah,
that's gold.
That's showmanship.
Now, I know I don't know if some of the wrestlers or yourself have to talk to Danny or the guy who's running the promotion that you're about to do that on a live wrestling ring. Did you ever bring up the idea to them, saying that you were going to pull out the lotion and do that the picture for this episode says it all. But I mean, did you have to ask them, or you just said, "Fuck it, I'm going with it"?
Pretty much, fuck it, I'll go with it. they know what they're getting. They're getting a lifeguard.
You're damn right.
Yeah, sun lotion.
There you go. So now applying the sun lotion on your fans, is that like a kind of like the I don't want to go into anything religious or anything like that, but is that kind of like a bendición, man, to their something like that? It goes, you're part of the Bay Clan. I don't know.
No, it's just for good luck.
There you go.
And of course, for me, like, you know, the spotlight is always on me.
Right. Yeah. So this is true.
It is true.
You attract sunlight, buddy. I'm sorry.
you got me there.
But yeah, dude, the wrestling matches this guy has, they're very entertaining, bro. And you know, he gets down to the bottom, especially jumping out of the ropes the way you do, out the middle of the rope. I haven't seen you go over the top rope yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you go through the middle of the ropes.
Right.
And they roll over the top. So I don't know if you've tried it or not. You're afraid your feet might catch the rope by accident.
Well, I haven't perfected it yet.
Okay.
Just because of my last incident.
Oh.
You know, for...
Please do tell.
Well, it was during a match between myself, Matt Riott, and the Sarge.
Oh, gosh. Here you go.
But what's it called? It wasn't like... I was trying to do like over the top, you know? You know how I usually do the basalt?
Yes, the basalt, yeah.
Well, when I did that move, I didn't get to adjust my opponent where I needed to position him. I thought, you know, I got him, you know, right in the bag, you know?
Right, right.
So when I stepped into the second rope and went up, I didn't realize my knee pads got caught.
Oh.
And when I went up, I went like,
oh.
And you can even see the video off of YouTube somewhere.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But somehow I still got up from it. And it's like, dude, like, I even told myself, I'm like, that move could have just killed me.
Right, yeah. Right.
But somehow I still got up and still, right, you know, finished the match.
Match,
you know?
Yeah.
Because that's all that matters. You got to finish the match.
Right, know? Right, right.
And, well, so I did. And that was the only incident that I had that, you know, that type of accident. As you
right.
Could
say. That's crazy, man. And especially when you're at that moment, you know, and you see it, that it's about to happen. You, for me, if I'm doing that, that's it. I go in panic mode real quick. Like, oh, shit. Okay. First of all, I got 0.3 seconds to decide how the hell I'm going to fall or how am I going to prevent myself from breaking my neck or from breaking a leg or an arm or a wrist.
Exactly.
I mean, every key point to wrestling that I've interviewed all you guys is having the trust on your opponent when you're doing a maneuver like that over the ropes, jumping off the top rope, you know, or flying through midair. I mean, that's called trust.
Yeah.
I mean, who would you say that you? I mean, when you've had quite a few matches, you have quite a few matches, but in a total, more or less, if you can count them.
I can't.
They can't. Too many.
Because I've had matches from here to San Antonio to Corpus.
What are the crowd reactions when you leave the RGB and you go up there?
Well, it really depends how the crowd or how the booker,
the promoter,
how they want to like how they want me to come out, like like what like not character, but like if they want me to become a face or a heel, how they want to work the story,
right?
Because of course the fans are there for a reason for the story. They want to know where this is gonna go,
right? Right.
Not just like, oh, this is wrestling. Okay, that's it.
Right, in other words, just do your thing.
It's just
guys
hitting each other, that's it. No, it's nothing like that. Usually, like, it's basically, like, if it's about, like, a title or, like, a rivalry, like, you know, they both got beat, like, two or even, like, four guys, four opponents have, like, beef amongst themselves, and they got to deal with it somehow. And that's why they have to keep building the story, like, every week.
Right.
Or every other weekend or whatever the promoter decides to book the shows and to see where it's going to go and how the crowd's going to react.
Okay. Now, as far as the promotions, I know you've wrestled in Combat Cult, and I know you've wrestled in New Breed. Do you feel the fan difference? Do you see the traditional fans show up for your matches that come watch you? Or is it just, it's half and half, you know, you have your fans over here and you have your fans over there. I mean, what would you call like the higher performance number as far as like fans being there to watch you wrestling?
Yeah, because I see mainly the traditional, like the ones that, have, you know, I remember them back in, you know, Wrestling Revolution
and stuff
like that, or even from other shows. But it's like a half and half as well because there's new faces and there's a lot of new people that are curious of, you know, oh, there's wrestling. Let's go check it out. Or, you know, oh, I'm curious, you know?
Right.
Those type of people that kind of like know, or some people still don't know, like, what that there's wrestling exists here in the valley.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, the traditional ones, like, that always, like, come and, you know, watch us, they're more like the regulars, you could say, or You know, they've always like, you know, support indie wrestling and live pro wrestling as well. But no, it's and it's an honor like to be, you know, to perform in front of them and to show like, hey, like we take the business very seriously and our characters as well.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna put the noise here. Maybe that might cut off the little ringing thing. I don't know why I still hear
still
it.
Still got the ring.
Yeah. 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 We're going before the show started. I heard like a loud humming in the background. But guys, we gotta pay some bills because this is gonna get even more interesting later down the line after the commercial break. We want to ask Johnny some more questions on his best matches and his worst matches and the toughest battle. You know, we want to get down to the nitty gritty on this. We're going to get right into the nitty gritty because I know Johnny has some good stories, man.
So I'm going to take off my leg and see how he does.
You might get lucky and get a suntan lotion, baptize that bad baby. You know, he's reaching into his thing, my
the fanny pack. The fanny pack.
I don't got the lotion, but I got the spray. Oh,
there you go.
You can find this at HEB.
Big shout out to all our sponsors, man. Help support the podcast and keep her up and running.
Still with us.
Yeah, still with us, man. Let me go ahead and some big shout outs here. Big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. You guys looking for a licensed plumber? Give them a call. Great guys. They do. There are our hospital grade licensed plumbers also. Winter's coming up. Not that winter gets crazy here in the RGB, but if you got water heater repairs, you want to give those guys a call. They will gladly help you out. Let them know Chewy News sent you. Also, big shout out to Anotis Construction. Great contractor, man. If you're looking for home remodel, renovation, and commercial, also rebuilds, give these guys a call. Great. And I believe they got a new, I think the Anotis Concrete now that they have going on.
Something like that, yeah. They're doing pad pours.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but they are excelling in that neck of the woods with so much stuff that's going on. So.
It's all thanks to us. Yeah,
I know, right? Yeah. It's just all thanks to these guys right here. Also, a big shout-out to Javier Cavazos and his stables in Mission, Texas. Guys, if you're interested in learning how to ride a horse, if you're interested in maybe housing a horse in their stables, give them a call. Javi will gladly help you out. And with any questions you got, give them a call. Let them know Chewy News sent you. And last but not least, a big shout out to Pandora's Box Tattoo with Freddie Honda. Yep. I am due for another tattoo, hopefully by the end of this month or next month, because I know Anime Con is right around the corner. I want to get that Titan tatted on this arm next. So for
Think of it, everybody. He's going to show up one day with an entire sleeve of anime.
It might happen.
Yeah, I know.
It might happen.
Oh, I know it's going to happen, dude. You're going to take full advantage of this sponsorship.
Yes, I am. But, guys, big shout out to all our sponsors, man. Appreciate you guys helping us out and keeping our beautiful little podcast going at 100% at 100 miles per hour. Big shout out to you guys. So we are back in the podcast with Johnny Bay. We were talking, he whooped out the actual spray lotion. He did spray it on a...
it burned so good in my eyes.
That's why he hasn't taken off the glasses yet.
I feel alive for once in my life.
But Johnny, we were talking about best matches ever. Mm-hmm. What do you consider yourself as one of the best matches ever that you've ever had, man? I mean, that you would say, you know what, this is the one this is the bar. Mm-hmm. I have to surpass this bar. What would you say is right there?
Well, that's a pretty tough question, which I still question myself. But one of the best matches I've had so far... throughout my, you know, entire career in the wrestling biz, was one of them would have to be with Pete Payne.
Oof.
Okay.
Tough
and
guy.
Tough opponent, yeah.
And the only reason why is because he's the one that's been training most of the guys and would help, you know, each and every one of us to bring the best out of us.
Right, yeah. Right. I hear you.
And because of that, you know, it helps, you know, not just the uppercomers, but also the newcomers as well, and to learn from our experience of what it's like, you know, working, you know, along with guys like Pete Payne and other people like from Combat Cold and New Breed Wrestling as well.
That's good, man. I mean, Pete, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Having Pete in the program, he's talked about a lot of wrestlers that he's put under his wing and, you know, showed a little bit of the ropes here and there with him. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've seen the process, man. I mean, I've seen the outcome on it. He's got quite a few people under his wing that he's helped out quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to David Garcia saying, yo, what's up? What's up, Dave? Hey, man.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? How did your hope your sales went pretty good over there at that conference you had, I think, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I think it was. Hope everything went out. And I got Jose Martinez says, the living legend. You damn right. The living legend himself.
Thank you.
The man with the sunscreen sauce. Yeah, man. Dude, you got a fan base. You got a following, man. That's what's so awesome, dude. I like that. I like that when people stay by your side through thick and thin, man, when it comes to matches like that, man. You know, even though it's a bad match, but they stick with it. Mm-hmm. So P-Pain would be your top tier, one of your to surpass. One of the worst ones you've ever had that you're like, oh, my God, never again, or something that just went totally wrong and it just went totally off, sorry to say, off script that wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, I can name a few, but I'm going to name one of them at least. There was a promotion in the Valley. Mm-hmm. Of course, you had Wrestling Revolution, which is not the one I'm going to be talking about. There was another promotion along with that. It was called Valley Wrestling Matches.
Okay.
So basically, it's basically like a knockoff version of New Breed. Except they had like a 20 by 20 feet long ring.
Oh.
And the ring and the ring is stiff.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The ring is stiff. Like, barely any paddings on there.
Oh, God.
And, of course, the ropes, oh, real wide open gaps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But was it boxing or what?
Maybe like a boxing ring.
Yeah.
But it was handmade by someone like around that lives around far or somewhere around.
Okay.
But I still enjoyed bumping it during that time. Mm-hmm. But now I'm at that age. I'm like, I don't know if I would bump that. But no, one of the worst matches was basically with some, basically like, I guess when I was first getting, you know, my foot wet, you know?
Right.
You know, wet, you know, along the way. So
basically
the beginning of Johnny Bay's, you could say, in his journey. Mm-hmm. So one of the matches, I could say, of course, usually it's like the battle royale matches, and it's just like there's really nothing to talk about. They just just get tossed over the ropes and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And it's just like, okay, is there gonna be like a story with that? Oh yeah, these two guys are gonna be the last opponent standing.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, I guess whatever, you know.
Right.
It's like, is there like anything else you want to add on to it? Nope. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Wow. Okay.
It was like a battle royale. Like it wasn't even like a traditional like 30 man.
20, right. Right.
20 man.
It was four people. I think then the last two are gonna be there. So make it look real enough to just them two. But I go, oh, okay.
I would have just tripped myself.
Oh, my leg!
It's like, oh, something went bad. I'm just gonna go climb over the ropes and that's it for me.
Exactly.
it was just. And it was just like not very much crowd either, like crowd interaction. They were just like, you know, like sitting there.
That was it. Just like just going through the motion.
Like you got all the other wrestlers like yelling out like, come on, or stuff like that.
Right.
Like, hey. It's like, hey.
Was this at 6 in the morning?
Not hey. Even, I paid you to go in. Why are you making me go in? Holy
exactly.
Shit.
So,
wow.
That's the only worst matches that I could think of.
Wow.
At this point, was basically just the battle royales and
pretty much
that was it. Sometimes it's fun, but sometimes not so much when it's like very little crowd interaction.
Right. I hear you. I got Jose Martinez saying, LOL, I've seen that ring. And then he says it's scary looking. That's what he was saying right now.
That's the best way to put it. It's scary looking.
Now, the so many years that you've been wrestling so far, you're basically in the pool already itself. You're in there with a mixture of all the other wrestlers that have been doing it for years now. Mm-hmm. Has there been a point in either promotion where they've said, hey, Johnny, guess what? we're gonna go and make a run with you. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make a run with you. You're going for the big one.
Yeah.
Let's go. Is that happened before? Mm-hmm. And how did it? What was the outcome of it?
Well, this didn't really happen in the Valley.
Okay.
At first, it happened. It happened like a couple of years ago. There was this promotion called Victory Pro Wrestling that was located at Corpus Christi.
Okay.
And it was it seemed pretty legit at first. And it was like taking place in a gymnasium. And they also have a YouTube account as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked into it. It's a pretty small ring, mm-hmm. but it's still good to work with because the ropes, like, they're a little flimsy, but still, you know, you'll be able to, like, hit the ropes, you know, back and forth.
Right.
Taking the bumps on it, even, like, it still hurts. But once you get used to it, it's a little bit more comfortable because of the cushion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But,
it's workable.
But yeah. But at first, like when they told it, like, and this was like my tag team run, as you could say.
Okay.
Because it was myself and Jordan or Jovan, as you could say. It's because during that time, I was at this faction called the Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I was the fourth member of Bold and Beautiful.
There you go.
At first, it was Rob Love. It was, I forgot his name, Joey Romero, and then Jovan. Well, of course, it was basically the originals was Rob Love and Jovan.
Okay.
And then along with that was Joey Romero. And then that's when the beginning of Johnny Bay mm-hmm. came along.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's when guys like Rob Love, they kind of saw something, you know, I guess the good looks and all that stuff.
Right.
Like, hey, this guy's good looking, you know?
There you go.
Why don't we just give him a shot, you know?
Right.
So working with the Wrestling Revolution, that's when I, like, learned the process of, you know, how to work the crowd and all that stuff.
Right, right.
How to, like, you know, be safe in the ring, pretty
mm-hmm,
much.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I got this this message from the promoter from Victory Pro Wrestling, which mm-hmm. was in Corpus.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I would tag team with Jovan. So we went there for a show, and we built up a story against the tag team champions, which is the Victory Pro Wrestling tag team champions.
Okay.
Of course, like, at first, like, you know, we got the crowd what they wanted, pretty much. They wanted a heel. They got one. And they really enjoyed it, especially, like, the hatred that they have towards us because of our character.
Right.
What it was like.
Right.
And it's like, you got to build it up and get them to hate you as much as possible. And surely mm-hmm. enough, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And make them look as good as possible. Make them look as, you know,
right.
Mighty strong.
Right. Gotcha.
And of course, this rivalry that we had between them was like a couple of months along the way. The more we mm-hmm. build up to it, the more, like, the crowd was like, oh, we want more.
Right.
You know, and then, of course, like, and this is, like, one of my favorite matches. There was, like, a conclusion. One of the matches where the second match that we had with them was the tag team match. And, of course, there was this point where at the end of the match, I got my opponent up to my shoulder for a fireman's carrier.
Okay.
And my partner, he had him for the figure four, he had him for the figure four.
Okay.
His opponent for the figure four.
Okay.
Surely enough, suddenly, I started flipping and landing on my head.
Oh!
So the referee pins 1, 2, 3, but at the same time, our opponents tap out from the figure four leg.
Oh,
lock.
Shoot!
So it's like,
which was first?
Which was first, or who won?
Right.
So we're just, like, getting the crowd to debate. Hey, we won. Hey, the Bold and the Beautiful, baby. They won the match.
Right.
But no, there was, like, a conclusion, like, oh, it's going to be a draw. So it's like, okay.
Come on.
That's so bullshit.
So that's why, like, we got to keep building up the show. You know,
right.
For getting more people to come and more
people right.
to be like, all right, what's going to happen? Oh, is he
right?
Are they going to keep the titles or not? Or are they going to take away the titles? What are they going to do?
Right.
So that's when they brought up the steel cage.
right.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool because I enjoy those type of matches where, you know, especially when you build up a story and you make it, like, worth, you know, people wanting to come and watch.
Right.
So when we did that steel cage match, it was pretty cool. And to, of course, like, we use weapons and all that stuff. I use the sun lotion, of course. I even got the whistle, you know, and all that good stuff. So from there on, then, you know, that's when the Legos come out, and I was like, oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So I try to, of course, I avoided the Legos as much as possible.
You don't know how lethal Legos are, man. Lethal, right?
Yeah. Legos over thumbtacks. Which one?
I'd rather take the thumbtacks. I think I'd take the thumbtacks, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
The Legos, I mean, I'm not going to lie. My kid one time left them out in the middle of the living room. Uh-huh. And I, for some reason, woke up in the middle of the night and had to go to the restroom. So I had to walk through the living room to go to the restroom. And sure enough, I stepped on one of them. Bro. That thing cut my foot open, dude. Like, Jesus Christ, I was on the ground because crying, bro.
The tack, once it's in, I mean, it's in, you know, but the Lego, it's still, like, just rolling around.
Exactly. It's still, like, running around doing its business.
It's fucking you up, yeah.
And it's nonstop painful.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is exactly. Nonstop painful, man. Yeah, dude, so you're doing this, so this whole storyline you do in the steel cage, what happens? What's the finale? Who takes it?
So after that, or when I was about to take the bump for the Legos, instead of me taking it, my partner Jovan, he saves me from getting, you know, thrown into the mat along with the Legos. Instead, my opponent took the bump.
Oh, shoot.
Right on the Legos, right on his back.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So from there, that's when I was able to escape.
Right.
And my other opponents was handcuffed, couldn't do nothing at all.
Right.
Which was a good thing because that's how we got the win.
Right.
And
we took the titles home and just like that. And that's how we built up a story for us to take the titles and come out on top.
There you go.
Number one tag team. And Corpus.
There you go, man. That's awesome, dude. That's a great story, man. Because, like I said, I mean, down here, I've seen you. Like I said, seen you wrestle a couple of times, and I'm, man, I always think, like, when is he gonna get his singles run, man? I want this to happen for this guy, man. Because it's a great character, man. I love it. It's awesome.
I will admit, I did had a singles before, but this was like during the pandemic.
Okay.
So there was a show. Well, remember how I mentioned Valley Wrestling Matches?
Right, right, right.
Well, I did the show. It was they call it the Danger Zone. And it was taking place in an tire shop. behind a tire shop.
Okay.
Where the VWM wrestlers, they train and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, okay, okay.
If they train, of course.
Right.
But no, that's where we did the pandemic, and surely enough, if you look at the views, there's a lot of views on that, and it's on Facebook still.
Really?
It's probably like maybe, if I'm not mistaken, maybe like 2,000 views or something like that. I could be wrong, to be honest, but I did a match. It was myself against Steel Dempsey, the reality realtor.
Right.
It was for the RGV Lucha Champion or something like that. We did that match, and of course there was no crowd interaction because we were going through tough times.
Right. Yeah. That point. Exactly. And
the sickness was, you know, something very serious. And,
right.
And not worth, you know, getting everybody contagious or sick.
Yeah.
You know, to avoid the spread of
contamination.
This,
and stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly. So during that time, that's the only time that I had my singles run was with the VWM RGV Lucha Champion. I guess that's what they call it, or what they used to call it before. Mm-hmm. But my picture's on the Instagram.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, you'll probably see me posing either like this or like this.
The three famous poses, bro. There's three famous poses.
Classic.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't have not just tag team, but also singles as well.
Right.
But of course, I haven't had that much singles title as often because, of course, like for me, like to me, what matters is that, you know, interacting with the crowd, giving them the best match, entertaining match as, you know, as possibly can, and leave home happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If given a choice, Johnny, what would be your dream match? Any wrestler. Dream match to just be sitting the foot in the ring with that one person and go at it. Who would it be?
Like in the Valley or?
Anywhere. Anywhere. It can be a big time WWE, AEW, in the Valley, outside of the Valley, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Well, The only one I could think of course, would be like AJ Styles, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But of course, like, that's like fantasy right there. But hey, like, anybody
it could
has
happen. It could happen.
He could be watching right now.
He could be watching right now. I want this kid.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want this kid.
And it's the phenomenal one we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It could be badass. Because I want this kid on South Padre Island in a sand beach.
And there's other guys, too, like, throughout the past, like Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
You know, all those type of wrestlers. William Regal was one of them.
Yeah.
And we'll see you name them.
You know, there you go.
All those, like, from the past or even from the new, you know, generation, mm-hmm. you know. Even, like, Bad Bunny.
There you go. Okay, you're pushing it, Johnny. You're pushing it.
I know. I am.
Hey, Bad Bunny could be.
I'm trying to make this podcast interesting.
Oh, we got a response from Bad Bunny. No, bring it. No, but what were you going to say, Chu? You going to say something?
No, I was just going to ask him, like, who are his mains right now? Like, who's his favorite that he's following right now? Any?
Like, favorites as in.
You know, AEW, current AEW roster, or, you know, WWE roster?
Well, so I follow, like, WWE roster, TNA, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, they're working with NXT.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty big opportunity for TNA to take advantage of, you know, of the spotlight
mm-hmm.
as much as they can. And, of mm-hmm. course, like, it's different from NXT
right.
to TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you got AEW as well. That's one of them. Or Ring of Honor.
There you go.
Which, of course, they're both the same company.
Right.
But they still make a good show. Mm-hmm. Regardless, even GCW as well.
There you go.
Too. Like, you can name a few, but that's the only thing I'm going to name at this point.
All right, I got you.
Fair enough.
Now, through your rest so far, your wrestling career, you said you started in 2017, correct?
Yes.
2017. Yeah. So far, the last couple of years that you've been in it, which would be what was that? 8 years already.
It's been eight years.
8 years.
Yeah.
How do you see your wrestling career at this moment right now? How would you rate it?
I could rate it at this point is like an 8 out of 10. But I know I could do more than that
mm-hmm.
just to show more improvements and, you know, try to, like, you know, keep myself at the best shape as possible.
Right.
And, of course, you know, I've also been going through some personal problems as well.
Right.
Throughout, you know, my wrestling career. Because I know I've retired from New Breed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've just been going back and forth due to my personal issues.
Right.
And of course, you know, as a single parent, you know, I got kids of my own that I got to support.
And,
you know, show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, I know family is usually important.
Right.
Especially when it comes to, like, wrestling as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
of course, like, we, as, like, me, as, you know, myself,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Bay,
mm-hmm.
you know, I try to, you know, be both parts, you know, as
yeah.
a father figure. And as well as a pro wrestler.
Right, I got you. I got you.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is this one thing we say when we do our podcast, we try not to get too far into the personal thing because that's their private life. We don't want to splash it into our show and, you know, talk about anything. So that's their thing.
That's their prerogative,
you know.
But we've also been very lucky that, you know, they've been willing to share that.
Yeah, so we don't like to push the button that hard.
We don't like to.
But, I mean, but yeah, but as far as your career, man, that I've seen so far, I've seen the replays on Facebook, on YouTube, all the great plays where New Breed Plus is on, so does Combat Cult.
Mm-hmm.
They've been great matches. They've been great matches, nonstop, entertaining, fun to watch, even better when you're there live. To watch them in action is the best part, man. When's the next big match for you?
Well, I got a match this coming Sunday. It's going to be myself, Kike Caballero, and Mr. CYA.
Oh, yeah, we got.
And not only that, it's going to be for the New Breed Heavyweight Champion.
Holy moly, here we go.
And also, it's going to be in a steel cage.
Oh, look at that. Man, we're just talking about that a few minutes ago. Look at that big smile on his face right now.
Watch out, everybody. Bring on the sun lotion.
And bring in the sun lotion.
I bring the chair, apply some sun lotion. Best.
There you go.
Just like that.
There you
go. Enjoy yourself.
That's awesome, man. Well, good luck to you. I know there's a lot of interesting matches that are happening this Sunday. You might want to go, guys, because it's going to be one to remember. I'm going to try to make it out there, if possible, cross fingers out there Sunday to watch all the matches in person. Johnny, we're coming up to already 56 minutes in the podcast. Yep. It's a great podcast. I mean, finally get to talk to the guy, man.
Absolutely.
Watching him wrestle. And actually, you know, we were talking on the way up. Up here, I was like, man, I hope you enjoyed the way I commentated your wrestling match. Because I know the announcers that were commentating with, they're professionals, man. They're awesome. They're great guys. But it was funny seeing them giggle the way I was announcing you in the ring, what you were doing, prancing around like a flamingo, flying out like a flamingo in the middle of the Florida Bay Area, and all. They were just cracking up. They couldn't stop laughing. I go, bro, that's the way I feel about Johnny Bay, man. He's a badass.
Yeah. There you go.
Badass.
Thank you. Yeah. It's an honor coming from y'all. You know,
it's awesome, bro. It's awesome to see you wrestle, bro.
It is.
But
hit him with a chair next time.
Shut up. Suntan lotion.
Whistle.
But all I want to say is thank you, man, for taking the opportunity to come out here and talk to us, play with us for a little while, give us some actual background, because that's what's so important about these podcasts. You know, a lot of the fans that dip in to watch the podcast, not now, but they'll tune in later on or go to YouTube to watch the replay to get to know who the... Now, I mean, yeah, you have your wrestler, you go and watch some wrestle every week or when you can, you're like, man, great wrestling. But to know who they really are behind the curtain, behind the fourth wall, just a little bit, right, just to give you a sneak preview.
Now you're going to get everybody from Edinburgh. Now that they know you're from Edinburgh, everybody from Edinburgh is going to be showing up.
Here comes the fan base.
Hey, you remember me, right? You remember me? You guys remember me?
Take some Suntan lotion. But yeah, man. I mean, that it's good to know the backstory in a lot of these wrestlers that wrestle down here. You know, and like you mentioned, we've already interviewed CYA on the podcast. It was another great honor having him on here, and we'll have Kiki Cabero also on the podcast, not next week, but the following week. So this whole month is going to be all wrestling, slobber knocker wrestling, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
If you don't see him with the title. You'll know why.
There you go.
Because
ooh,
there you go.
We're going to ask him.
Because this Sunday, I'm going to take it.
Oh, take it?
I'm going to shine it up real nice with my nice sun lotion and everything. I'm going to shine it up and make it mine.
Shine it up, nice. Turn that some bitch backwards, and put it on my shoulder.
I even use it for the spotlight.
Oh, that would be so awesome, dude. You get your title and coming out there, put loads in, just lay down the ring and let the sun hit like... Sunday.
I'll pump up the chair while I'm at it.
There you go. That would be so awesome, dude. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that'd be
the possibilities, people. The possibilities. Mm-hmm. But Johnny, the first thing I want to say, thank you so much. Like I said, once again, coming out and playing with us, man. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, I know sometimes people go through dark times in their life, and there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, man. And just keep going. Yeah. Don't stop. Keep going, man. Keep trucking. Things will get better. Yeah. Wrestling career or your personal life, you keep going. You know, because there's only one way. That's up, man.
Yep.
If you feel that you're down, there's got to be another way. You got to go up. Mm-hmm. So you will get there. And the way I've seen the matches you've seen you in, man, it's nothing but an A game, and you're going just for the going up the ladder itself.
Yeah.
Thank you once again for coming out, having a good time. I know you brought something for us to hang on the wall.
I did, actually.
Holy crap.
This is the shirt of Johnny Bay.
There you go. There's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny Bay is donating that little bad boy and signed, mind you.
Signing it.
It's going on the wall. It's going to be amazing, bro.
It is.
It's going to be amazing. So,
definitely.
And he's wearing it for us, dude. So now that we have his DNA. Yeah.
Like those triple DNA. B's are going to be so chill. Yeah. Doing this.
It's like, you want my DNA? Here it is.
You know what? That's going behind you.
Like, never mind. You can have it.
You know what, John? You know what? Just toss it over there. Nah, man. Johnny, I appreciate you, man, coming
Thanks
out,
so
dude.
Much, man.
And I hope you enjoyed. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Social medias, real quick.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's it?
Social medias. Where can they look for you?
They can find me. Instagram, at the moment.
Right.
Because, of course, that's the only fan base that I have with Instagram.
Yep.
That's where I usually post my my social media and stuff like that. And right. I recently put in TikTok as well.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Which
there
I'm
you
still
go.
Working on. I'm still building up, you know,
right.
The posts that I do and stuff like that.
Right.
The pictures, the videos, you know, all the good shots that they got of me.
There you go. There you go, man. That's very well put, man. If you guys are interested in following Johnny Bay, right there on the screen, you can see the QR code. Click on that bad boy. It'll take you straight to his Instagram. Follow him. Trust me, you will not regret it. It's a great, great page to see all the great stuff that he's done the past up to now. Mm-hmm. Follow him. Give this man his flowers, man. He's doing great out there, doing his thing. Johnny, like I said, once again, man, appreciate you coming out. Play with us for a little while, man. Uh-oh. Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Please put... Oh, he's getting it ready there, buddy.
Yeah.
he's nice and shiny now on the camera. Look at that. kids, this is a PJ show.
Just watch it. It smells good, too.
You like that? You like that, Chew? You want some of that on your arm?
It feels so good from over here.
Right here.
Too much shine.
You too. I can give you some.
You know what, John? We're good.
Just because we're across from each other.
Let's keep it that way. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Big shout out to Johnny Bay coming on the podcast. I appreciate you coming out, man. You know, nothing but luck to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Guys, we are 1 hour and 2 minutes into the podcast. I want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in this week to watch even this thing right here across from me. Join us again, hopefully next
week. I'll be here next week, too.
Yeah, we got Toxico coming into the podcast. And I got some questions for him because I believe he lost his belt. I heard that he might have lost his belt.
We're not going to ask him that. We're just going to point it out.
To like, Nicky Fuego.
Yeah.
Based on a true story.
Oh. I got massive questions for this kid, man. What is going on? No disrespect to Nicky. Nicky, you're a badass. But Toxico, awesome. You know, you had the talk. You didn't have the walk. What's going on, man? We got to talk to you next week.
You know, it's weird. Nicky Fuego won't return my calls anymore. Something happened.
Something about a restraining order, but
again,
he's ghosting you,
bro. There you go. You heard it from Johnny.
Dead.
Yeah, that's still a thing now.
Okay, you're being ghost, buddy.
Yeah, I'm being ghosted.
It's okay.
We'll see you about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in with us this week. Next week, 7:30, we have Toxico on the podcast here.
It's gonna be good.
Another side shot also to Armando Reyes, El Cacahuate, buddy. We're here for you, man. You ever need anything, reach out to us. We'll gladly help you out, man.
You were supposed to be
here. He was supposed to be with us today. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. Something happened. So we're there for you, buddy. We're there for you. We're there every step of the way. God bless you, man.
Who is? I'm not. I'm out. I'm done with it.
Nah. He's joking.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
I'm totally out. No. Now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. What, you going to say something, Johnny?
Oh, no.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something.
I was going
to. You were leaning into it like, no, I'll let it go.
Stop the show. I want to go home.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We will see you next week at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night. Oh, by the way, don't forget Fresco's around the corner, guys.
Absolutely.
Fresco's around the corner. Al Fresco is coming. You're going to start hearing those beats when we start interviewing. So hang in there. It's going to be a good one. Chew, any last words?
I'm about to take my leg off.
All right, sign us off, Chew.
I've been Chew.
And I am Ooh. We will see you next week, 7:30 p.m., Thursday night. All I can say is, ladies, gays, peace out.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, bebe.
Tap the energy, we've got a show you gotta know. It's called the Chewing New Podcast, Dynamo on the go. Live streaming live, catch the vibe, we don't archive. Talking talent, businesses, it's the rhythm of our hive. Every night new stories ignite, shining so bright. Artists painting dreams, businesses scheme under the spotlight. Mics are hot, the chat is alive, Facebook's blinking live. Tapping toes to the local pros where the passions thrive. Chew on topics, fresh and raw, each word a draw. From coffee shops to rooftop box, we come in the floor. Town sprouts, we scream and shout, the valley's about. Breaking norms in all its forms, we bring clout. Get so strong, the drummer's drumming, feeling that heat. Poets rhyming, famous timing, ain't this beat so neat?
the long road is a flip, the fuck we never stop. Self stay begin again and take a life to top. So grab your phone, make yourself known, dive into the wave. The valley's heartbeat broadcasting the brain and the swath. The chewing new podcast from a seat feet. It's live, it's now, come take your bow and praise life's treat.